there is an argument to be made that being a teacher automatically puts the individual in a leadership position. But not all teachers understand their place or their role within the school system as leaders. Now, let us take this example up a notch. Suppose you are a school principal. Would you consider yourself a leader? In this instance, the answer would not be that hard to determine, because being a school principal presumes that you are in a leadership position. That's the presumption here. For instance, being the head of a school requires a bit of leadership skills. So whether you would admit it or not, being a school principal means that you are a leader. So in that sense, most people would agree that the title of a school principal is also a leadership position or a leadership title. Does that mean that every school principal is a leader? Does the individual determine the daily operations of the school building itself? One might say yes. But there's something else worth pointing out here as well. That is, a school is only a part of a larger schooling system. In other words, it is a part of a broader entity. For instance, a school principal is generally supervised by a school superintendent. Of course, it is not the norm. That is, it is not always the case, but for the most part, that's the way it is. Now, the superintendent himself is often supervised by a school board. A school board itself is often subjected to the educational policies of the state where the school district is located. So, in the same way, these TIT policies often derive from national dictum. So we're not sure who is leading the school. Okay? There's not a clear understanding in terms of who is leading his or her organization. So when we're talking about leadership in a school setting, we have to take those limitations into account. Because at the end of the day, there's always an entity that is in a higher position than the other, and that entity is dictating the other to do or not to do. So these are important realities. These are important facts that we have to take into account when we're trying to determine who is a leader within a school system or within a school setting.